Former ICE Chief, Biden's newest border rule to help illegal aliens get into U.S. by John Binder on May 31, 2022. President Joe Biden's latest rule at the United States-Mexico border will help illegal aliens get into American communities more quickly and easily. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Director Jonathan Fahey warns. The rule, first reported by The Washington Post, allows asylum officers to determine a border crosser's claim for asylum at the southern border. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, started using the rule on Tuesday at two Texas detention centers where hundreds of asylum cases will be reviewed every month. Most notably, even if an asylum officer rejects an asylum claim made by a border crosser, the rule allows the claim to be reviewed by a federal immigration judge. And if the claim is rejected again, the border crosser is allowed to appeal the decisions. Fahey, who served as ICE director and former President Donald Trump's last month in office, told Fox News the rule will make it even easier for border crossers and illegal aliens to enter the U.S. interior. "I think it's going to help, and it's going to help illegal aliens get into the country and stay in the country," Fahey said. "It will encourage more, so in terms of helping, it will help in that respect. Pretty much everything this administration has done is either designed to increase illegal immigration or to pretend like they're doing something about the problem when in fact they're not. This will actually do both," Fahey said of the rule. Specifically, Fahey said the rule will make it easier for border crossers to secure asylum without going before a federal immigration judge. And even when border crossers are denied asylum, they will be allowed to remain in the U.S. while their case is heard. "They're going to make it easier for people to be granted asylum, and once they're granted asylum, they're here, permanently with legal status," Fahey said. "But granted, people that are not granted asylum will also, in effect, be granted asylum because they won't be removed under any circumstances whatsoever, and that's one of the tricks with this administration. The purpose of this is to encourage more people to come, and the administration now will control what that number is because they can train people to let in as many people as they want. They can loosen the standards as much as they want. They want as many illegal aliens to come into the country as possible. Their plan is being executed as well as anything they're doing in this administration, which is open borders and amnesty," Fahey continued. Already, Biden's expansive catch-and-release network is releasing hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities every few months. In April alone, nearly 118,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior, a foreign population larger than Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. From February 2021 to April 2022, Biden has released about 954,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, not including unaccompanied alien children, UACs, and illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border undetected. "This is a foreign population twice the size of Miami, Florida, and larger than five states. This administration knows, by and large, all of these massive migration patterns that have happened over the past year and a half are not people fleeing persecution. They're people fleeing to the United States because they know they have Joe Biden as the president and he's going to welcome them with open arms and give them every right, privilege, and benefit that American citizens receive," Fahey said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.